As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. With spring and festival season on the way, now is a fantastic time to get on Tinder and find your twin flame. You know, someone you can match festival outfits with, a boo with similar music tastes, or maybe someone who can introduce you to something new. Just make sure to throw a few likes their way, or you'll never know. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Pretty sure we have found a niche for Mo when it comes to his music career. And it's right here, man, because I don't know that I've ever heard a rap about breastfeeding.
I've heard a lot of rap in my time. I don't think I have either.
This is your niche right here, man. Mm-hmm.
This is different.
How did we get here, Kristen?
All right. How we got here. It all started with an email from a listener who was upset with her husband because he was upset with his sister for baring her boobs because she was breastfeeding. She wasn't going around flashing the family. She was feeding her child. And brother was uncomfortable with his sister just whipping out a boob and feeding her baby. So he asked his mother, instead of going to his sister and being like, yo, sissy, your top tie is making me uncomfortable, which he shouldn't have done anyway. He asked his mom to talk to her, and we don't think the message got across. And so then he asked his wife to talk to her sister-in-law, not even her blood relative, and say, hey, can you keep those things hidden? It makes your brother uncomfortable.
Did you call him a man baby the other day or something?
I did. I stand by that.
So as we were talking about this, Cassie said, I was in a park and I was on a bench and had to breastfeed my baby there. And that's when Bert goes, you can breastfeed on a bench. You can breastfeed with a wrench. M.O. Edge, you can breastfeed in a chair. You can breastfeed anywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm writing a Dr. Seuss book about breastfeeding. And by God, I did.
You did yesterday. So,
I wrote, oh, the places you'll breastfeed. And some of the highlights, my favorite was you can breastfeed on a plane. You can breastfeed with Lil Wayne. So we just kind of, you know, I went through it. And then now we're taking it next level.
Well, hold on. Because let's not take off just there yet.
Okay.
Because then you posted that on Instagram yesterday.
I did. I was having a hard time deciding which picture of me breastfeeding my son I wanted to post on my Instagram because I breastfed him for a year. And I was very proud of that accomplishment. And I'm so glad I took so many photos of me breastfeeding with him because it's a really beautiful memory and bond that he and I had for that 1 year. And as a woman, once again, even when you're out in public, you don't want to infringe on anybody else and you're trying to placate everybody else's needs. And I'm like, I'm showing Cassie the photos and I'm like, okay, this is one from afar. It's like a pretty glamour shot, but what about this one? Like the boob's in your face and you can't ignore it, but is that too much boob?
Oh, it was glorious.
It was a lot of boob.
It was a lot of boob, but it was a great photo.
And so I'm showing her all these different photos. And so I finally decided on one. I split the difference. So I had just the right amount of boob in it to where I was like, it'll get my point across, but it's not like shoving it in your face.
You're like the Goldilocks of boob. Not too much, not too little.
And so I posted my Dr. Seuss rhyme, oh, the places you'll breastfeed. And I mean, it was just flooded with mamas clapping and cheering and thanking me. Right now has 119 comments. And of those 119, only two of them were negative Nancys, which we won't even address. It was perfect.
Just really quickly here, and this is just going to sound like a really strange question, but I'm having all sorts of ADD this morning.
Yeah.
Is it so strange the very first time you have your child on your breast, just the feeling, is it, does it feel natural or does it feel like really odd?
It wasn't as natural as I anticipated because I was like, oh, this is what our bodies are built to do. This will be easy. It was not easy. It was actually really difficult, especially in the beginning. And since I had a C-section, it takes longer for your milk to come in. And it was a struggle in the beginning. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to even be able to do this. But stuck it out, milk came in, and we were fine. But yeah, that very first latch, it wasn't strange. It didn't feel weird or abnormal. It felt the fact that he was able to latch felt like this sense of pride. And it's like, no, this is natural. This is what you do.
And then is there joy right after it? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was pumped, man.
It felt totally normal to me.
Pumped.
Yeah. Did a lot of that.
Well play.
It felt normal. I was lucky I didn't have any problems with it. But for me, finding a position was weird. It was hard. And then with my second kid, we had a lactation consultant like at the hospital come through. And she's like, why don't you try it like this? And I was like, where were you my entire first child? Like, my back is not breaking anymore. So it was weird finding the position, but the feel of it, it really feels as natural as breathing. So weird.
And I know these are odd questions. Can you feel the milk coming out?
Not really.
No, but when your milk really comes in it, my boobs did some weird stuff with it and you can feel it then, but come as like flowing out.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you're thinking it's like peeing and you can feel it. No.
Okay. The engorgement.
Oh God.
That was so you're literally feeding, you're breastfeeding every 4 hours. So, and like that 4 hours starts from the moment you start. So it's like every 3.5 hours, you got a kid on your boob, right? And you're supposed to breastfeed for like 20 to 30 minutes at a time in the beginning. So if you go too long, they get hard as rocks.
It was like,
and it hurts.
It was like you could push on my boob and see the indent of a thumb. It was literally like, do you guys remember GAC back in the day? But they had the foam one and you could push in it and it was like lumpy and I could like literally make different shapes in my boob and they would hold.
Damn. Me too.
It hurt so bad. Tommy's doing it right now.
To think that somebody is listening to the show for the very first time.
Yeah.
And that's what they heard.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, so Kristen's idea of the Dr. Seuss book now evolves into a rap about breastfeeding, which is where we are.
Because you told me it was bars.
It was bars, honestly. And I didn't change much at all. I had to take off a couple words and maybe add a line or two just for flow and cadence just to make it work on a beat. But honestly, I mean, like literally 98.9% of this is exactly what you wrote.
I love it.
So,
and did you use Tommy's suggestion for the beat?
Of course I did. Tommy put it in my head that because it was in, I guess, influenced by Dr. Seuss, that I should do it on a Dr. Dre beat, which made all the sense in the world to me. So I chose one that I think I'll be able to flow on it enough and use your exact words. So let's do it, Tommy. Let's get into it. Woo, here's a tongue twister. All right, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Today is the day. You brought home a brand new baby. Formula in the bottle or milk in your breast. You may be exhausted, but you up for the test. For the mamas who can and choose to offer boob, these next few lines are just for you. You can breastfeed on a bench, breastfeed with a wrench, breastfeed at the store, breastfeed while you snore. You can breastfeed on the phone, you can breastfeed all alone. You can breastfeed in a crowd, you can breastfeed with a shroud. You can breastfeed on a plane, breastfeed with Lil Wayne. You can breastfeed on the patio while eating mac and...
Take it.
Now I'm doing it again. Tommy, run it back.
Yeah.
I gotta get this right.
There's a good chance this thing goes viral. We're cutting it until we get it right.
Come on, this is the one. Let's get it.
Manicotti.
Manicotti.
My pain.
All right, here we go.
You're good at this, Tommy.
Here we go.
All right.
You got this.
Check. All right. Congratulations. Today is the day. You brought home a brand new baby. Formula in a bottle or milk in your breast. You may be exhausted, but you up for the test for the mamas who can and choose to offer boo. These next few lines are just for you. You can breastfeed on a bench, breastfeed with a wrench, breastfeed at the store, breastfeed while you snore. You can breastfeed on a phone, you can breastfeed all alone, you can breastfeed in a crowd, you can breastfeed with a shroud, breastfeed on a plane, breastfeed with Lil Wayne, you can breastfeed on a potty, yo, while eating manicotti. You can breastfeed with a friend, breastfeed while you bend, breastfeed in a bed, you can breastfeed in a shed, you can breastfeed while you work, you can breastfeed while you twerk, breastfeed at the park, you can breastfeed in the dark, while watching TV, flying with ET, or horn Amazon while you're on a shopping spree. You can breastfeed in a chair, breastfeed as a pair, breastfeed while you share, you can breastfeed anywhere. See, mama, they try to tell you what to do and where, and all you gotta do is give them that mama stare. If they don't like it, then they can kick rocks. It's 2023, they need to check their clocks, so you can use a bottle, or you can use a boob. It's all good, mama, the choosing is up to you. Ugh, now get some rest, so you can do your best, cause we all know breastfeeding is the best.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes, sir. Well done.
We did that.
The first breastfeed rap ever.
Hey, The Bird Show.